Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
So, Itikwini Municipality has come up with a new initiative, a first for Durban. It is called Open Streets Florida Road on 26 March 2023. This event would encourage the free and safe movement of pedestrians experiencing the space in a new and exciting way. So from morning 9 to 5 p.m., motorized traffic would not be allowed and only pedestrian traffic would be allowed, and different range of activities, you know, that will entice the senses, tantalize the taste buds, right from cultural programs to fashion and food would be placed in this road.
Now, Mr. Sagar, what role will the Consulate General play in this event?
The Consulate General of India, Durban, is partnering with the Itikwini Municipality by providing various activities in this program. So I'll highlight some of them. And we also are promoting the theme Healthy Lifestyles and Mission Life, which is Lifestyle for Environment, which is a Government of India initiative. And you know that this year we are chairing the G20. So part of that and our 75th anniversary of independence celebrations, we are conducting yoga sessions during the course of the day there. And also, as part of promoting International Year of Millets this year, because it's a superfood, which actually is a traditional crop both in Africa and India, which has been forgotten a little while back. So we are doing that by promoting not only millets, but also we'll have some tasters, like millet-based desserts and also savory. And apart from that, we'll be having an Ayurvedic tea party, which will not only, you know, tantalize your taste buds, but would also help you in overall wellness of life.
Now, you mentioned the Ayurvedic tea party and, of course, yoga. How important is this to build a healthy body?
So Ayurveda, or, you know, science, Ayurveda is basically science of life, is a 5,000-year-old medical practice from India. With respect to Ayurveda tea, we are providing three drinks. One is turmeric tea, and then we have a herbal tea, and then we have the famous lassi. So what these products do is they have certain kind of spices which will trigger the senses in a human body and would help them to restore the balance. So this is a kind of Ayurveda where you use certain tools in disease management with the help of herbs. For example, turmeric, worldwide it is known for its ability to boost immunity, especially during the COVID time. It's widely used in India and outside India as well in the world. And similarly, herbal tea would not only boost immune system, but would also help you regain certain kind of minerals and vitamins back into the body. And then yoga, I would like to highlight that, you know, yoga is a way of doing a mind-body-spirit wellness, overall balancing it both physically and mentally. So yoga helps you not only do your physical exercise without even, you know, feeling that you spend so much of physical energy in that, but would also give you a kind of mental satisfaction and mental well-being. So it's a balance of both physical and mental wellness.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.